Our inner and outer selves. Chapter 3. As human beings, we were created to be in both the spiritual world and the material world at the same time. The spiritual world is where angels live, and the material world is where people live. Since we were created in this way, we have both an inner part and an outer part. We have an inner part because we exist in the spiritual world, and an outer part because we exist in the material world. Our inner part is called our inner self, and our outer part is called our outer self. Everyone has an inner and an outer part. But these are different in a good person than in a harmful person. In good people, the inner part is in heaven with its light, and the outer part is in the world with its light. When this is our state of mind, heaven's light shines into the world's light, and our inner and outer parts work together like a cause producing an effect, or like things that come before and after each other in order. In harmful people, the inner part is in the world with its light, and so is the outer part. When this is our state of mind, we do not see anything from heaven's light. We see things only from the world's light, which is called physical light. So things that have to do with heaven are in the dark for us, but things that have to do with the world are brightly lit. We can see from this that good people have both an inner self and an outer self, but harmful people actually have no inner self. They only have an outer self. Our inner self is also called our spiritual self because it's in heaven's light, which is spiritual. And our outer self is called our material self because it is in the world's light, which is material. If our inner part is in heaven's light and our outer part is in the world's light, we are spiritual on both levels. However, if our inner part is not in heaven's light, but only in the world's light, which our outer part is in as well, we are materialistic on both levels. In the Bible, spiritual people are called living, and materialistic people are called dead. If our inner part is in heaven's light, and our outer part is in the world's light, we think both spiritually and materially. Our spiritual thought flows into our material thought and is comprehended there. However, if our inner and outer parts are both in the world's light, we think materially but not spiritually. Our thinking comes from the things that exist in the material world, which are all on the material level. Thinking spiritually is thinking about things as they are in essence. It is seeing what is true from truth's own light and recognizing what is good because we love goodness. It is also seeing what things are like and recognizing their tendencies, free from a materialistic bias. Thinking materially is thinking, seeing, and recognizing goodness and truth as involving and being in material things, which makes this kind of thinking crude and dull compared to spiritual thought. If our inner part is spiritual, we're actually angels of heaven. This means we're in a community of angels while we're living in our physical body, even if we are not aware of it. After we're freed from our physical body, we associate with angels. However, if our inner part is completely materialistic, we are spirits, but not angels. This means we're in a community of spirits while we're living in our physical body, but they are spirits from hell. After we're freed from our physical body, we associate with these spirits. If we're spiritual, the deeper levels of our mind are turned upward towards heaven, since that is where we primarily direct our attention. But if we're completely materialistic, the deeper parts of our minds are turned towards the world, since that is where we primarily direct our attention. The deeper parts of our mind are turned towards whatever we love more than anything else, and the outer parts of our mind turn wherever the deeper parts do. If we have only a vague idea about the inner and outer selves, we suppose that since our thinking and motivation are inside us and our speech and action are outside, our inner self is what thinks and wants things, and our outer self is what says and does things. We should realize, though, that when we think with understanding and want things wisely, our thinking and motivation come from our inner spiritual part. But when we think without understanding and want those things unwisely, our thinking and motivation come from our inner materialistic level part. So, when we think well of the Lord and what is His, and of other people and what is theirs, and when we wish well toward them, our thinking and motivation come from our inner spiritual part. They come from believing what is true and loving what is good, which means they come from heaven. But when we think badly of the Lord and of other people and wish harm to them, our thinking and motivation come from our inner material part. They come from believing false things and loving evil things, which means they come from hell. In short, the more we love the Lord and other people, the more we are in tune with our inner spiritual part. Our thinking and motivation come from it, and so do our speech and actions. But the more we're absorbed in selfishness and materialism, the more we are in tune with our inner material part, our thinking and motivation come from it, and so do our speech and actions. The Lord provides and arranges that the more our thinking and motivation come from heaven, the more our inner spiritual self is opened up and developed. It is opened into heaven all the way up to the Lord, and developed in harmony with the things that exist in heaven. On the other hand, the more our thinking and motivation comes from the world and not from heaven, the more our inner spiritual self is closed and our outer self is opened. It is opened in the world and developed so that it will be appropriate to the things that exist in the world. If our inner spiritual self is open to the Lord in heaven, we're in heaven's light. We're enlightened by the Lord, and we have understanding and wisdom. We see what is true because it is true, and recognize what is good because it is good. But if our inner spiritual self is closed, we do not even know our inner self exists, let alone what it is. We do not believe that the divine exists, or that there is a life after death. So we do not believe anything that has to do with heaven or religion. Since we're only in the world's light and its glare, we believe in matter as the divine, see falsity as truth, and recognize evil as goodness. We are sense-oriented, when our inner part is so superficial that we do not believe anything unless we can see it with our own eyes and touch it with our own hands. When we're like this, we are the lowest type of materialist, entangled in fallacies about everything that has to do with religious faith. The inner and outer parts I'm talking about are the inner and outer parts of a spirit. The body is just an extra outer part added on, in which the other two exist. The body does not do anything by itself. Everything it does comes from the spirit inside it. We should realize that after it's freed from the body, our spirit thinks, wants, says, and does things just the same as it did before. Thinking and motivation are the spirit's inner part, and speech and action are its outer part.